We're going to be meditating. As we begin, everyone, please begin cycling the deep bellows breath. The bellows breath is the breath controlled by the solar plexus, expanding the solar plexus while the in-breath, squeezing the solar plexus with the out-breath. Rest your consciousness in the space between the breaths. Listen to the vibration of the soham. As you listen to the vibration of soham and rest in the space between the breaths, you'll find yourself being drawn into deep meditation. You will hear the soham arising in the central nerve. It flows from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. The vibration so is the vibrational representative of the creation, the apparent universe. The vibration hum is the vibration of the ocean of consciousness that is the source of all. This duality arises as a singularity in the innermost stream of consciousness of the Sushumna, the central nerve. It is in this deep secret space, this akasha, that the two arise as one. The space between the breaths is like a doorway. To hold your attention on the space between the breaths is a subtle trick of attention. It's like when you look at a room, instead of looking at the objects in the room, you look at the space between the objects. There is a dynamic to the blending of consciousness and mind and life force. As they blend and align within one's attention on the in-breath and the out-breath. The vibration so, the manifestation of the creation. The vibration hum, the manifestation of the ocean of consciousness. The space between the two syllables is empty, is void. Is of the nature of enlightenment. you should train yourself to align your attention with the space between the so and hum, the space between the breaths. When you're sitting in deep meditation, when you're walking or running or riding on the back of a horse, your attention should rest in this space. Once you train yourself to keep your attention aligned as such, you will find that it's very easy to step between the worlds and arise in your awakened form. As your attention begins to lock in and press into the space between the breaths, you'll find that the quality of enlightenment, the inherent indwelling bodhicitta, the enlightened nature of your own mind, gains force. Becomes prominent. That this bodhicitta pervades and changes the mind into its enlightened form.
dedication.
Om Swaha.